Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Race, we are back and we are uninterrupted commercial free for a nice long stretch here at 215-592-9494 on Twitter at Marks Race WIP. And our Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. When you're shopping for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, you buy from the home team. That is Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Shop local. Their website is online at marks-jewelers.com for more information. Ike, are you looking to rebuild or retool if you're the Eagles? And right now, more people saying rebuild than retool, but on the phones, it's been quite the opposite reaction.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really speak for the people out in the Twitter world. They may not necessarily get a chance to have things explained to them, but that's what I love about our great listeners. They actually listen, and even though they may have had a different thought initially, well, I think I've been convincing today.
You whipped them into a frenzy.
Well, I mean, listen, here's the thing, because here's what I can't take, because here's what I was hearing. I'm on my way in here today, and I'm listening to John Ritchie. He is a true warrior guy.
I got a lot of respect.
Exactly. I got a lot of respect for John. Yeah. You know, he's a true football guy. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He has been consumed with the whole idea of rebuild, start over, how he stinks, all this nonsense, and really has no faith in Howie.
Yep.
In Howie. So I almost got to take what Richie says with a grain of salt, because he has some sort of evil plan in mind to somehow gets Howie fired in the end.
And he takes over?
I don't know if he wants to take over, but I think somehow this ends with Howie being fired, as long as Richie is concerned. Whereas I'm okay with Howie being here. I just want him to get it right. And the GM doesn't matter when things are right, when the team is winning. Right? We're not as critical of the GM. We'd rather go ahead and just praise him. The guy had been stripped of his duties, and that's, you know, he comes back, he wins the Super Bowl, he's executive of the year, and everybody loves Howie. And that's how quickly things can change with him. So I'm not even worried about that as far as he's concerned. But they got to get this thing back right. And I mean fast. And the Eagles aren't an organization that is okay with losing. That's why, for better or for worse, good or bad, it's a fault and I think it's a blessing that they won't settle for being a bad football team, even though they can sit back and look at the big picture and at this point in time of the year say, well, this is a 2-3 year building plan and we want to do it right. Because it all sounds good right now, like a sound plan. Mm-hmm. Until you know what happens? You see the Cowboys get better. You see the Giants get better. You see Washington get better. And then you start to realize, hold on, are we going to be the worst team in this division? Are we going to be the worst team in this division? When for so many years, we've been the most respected team in this division. We've been the team in the division, along with the Giants, that seem to do things the right way. Cowboys live out the past. Washington is our step brothers, right? Step relatives, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they are to everybody. But the Eagles, with the Giants, are normally seen as the cream of the crop in this division. Now, all of a sudden, we're doing tanking. Not when we're losing games on purpose.
And you're not quite tanking, right?
Well, listen, it seems like you're setting up this fan base to have that mentality this year, and I'm not letting it
well,
go.
But,
I'm not allowing it because you know who's going to have to console everybody and let everybody know everything's okay, including you when you flip your Maserati in September over this team? It's going to be me.
Not Jack?
Well, hell no, it won't be Jack.
I don't scream leader of men.
So, Ike, what you said right there, and I would expect, and that's why I was a little bit surprised with John Ritchie, what he had to say, I would expect from a former player and a competitor like yourself, that in especially in football, that there's no year taking years off and rebuilding and everything like that. You're trying to win as many games as possible. But that's a player's mentality. That's not an executive's mentality, right?
And no offense to John. Love him to death. 2 years here, great. He doesn't bleed green.
Wow, that's usually a Jack take, but I mean it's true.
Well, I mean it's no offense to him, which allows him to be honest and unbiased, which is a good thing for everybody.
Right.
But,
and you're Mr. Eagle, so it's a little
bit
different.
Well, I mean, listen. Here's the thing: I can get mad, but I also want to see him win every year.
Right.
Like I don't want to. I want to look forward to Sundays and winning football games. I don't want to break down in a meaningless game all week with no high expectations. That's not fun for me during the football season.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Eagles win five games next year. It's going to be a fun season because we all know it's not going to be.
Right.
But what you just said, I actually wrote it down. You said they've got to get they got to get this back right fast is what you said, and that's exactly the wrong mentality. And I get it. You don't want to come in. You don't want to have four wins next year. You don't want to be the worst team in the NFL. You don't want people screaming and yelling. But they don't have to get this back fast. They got to get it right. It's not about speed.
Fast.
It's not about trying to fix this in 1 year. So in 2022, all right, we're right back. We're winning the NFC East. This team is not built right now to be good enough to really compete or to win many games next year. In 2022, if you draft right, if the players that you've already drafted – develop and you're able to add pieces via free agency, yeah, maybe in 2022 we can have a conversation about being a playoff team, but that can't be the focus right now. The focus needs to be getting better, about figuring out if this is your quarterback, right? Like developing the players. It's not about win as many games as possible. It's not. I hope they win 17 games next year. Right now they're not a good enough team to even consider being a playoff team, and I'm okay with that. That's what I'm saying. I'm okay with the Eagles not being a good team next year. I'm okay with it because they're not a good team.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
215-592-9494. Agree or disagree? Are you okay with winning not being a priority next year for the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Kenny from the Dirty 30. Ike, do you think Kenny is okay with not winning games next year?
No, there's nowhere in hell Kenny's okay with that.
Kenny.
Well, first off, Johnny Marsh, you drive a Maserati? Good for you.
Yeah, it looks like a 2012 Toyota Camry. But
yeah. Oh, wow. Hey, Ike, how you doing?
What's up, Kenny?
Listen, there is no way in God's green earth I'm sitting in the stands and watching a rebuild. No way.
Mm-mm.
Wait, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Our quarterback plays average, not even great, average. And suppose this new coaching staff figures out a way that we can keep players on the field and not have 86 guys on the injured reserve.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a much better chance of being a respectable, if not a good team, if that happens. We changed medical staffs every year. The one constant was Doug. And apparently Doug couldn't figure out a way that we could get in shape enough that we weren't decimated every year, including the Super Bowl year with injuries. I want to see what's going to happen if we can play healthy. And then let's play with all our horses.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in a vacuum, we stink. But with our horses, we're not that bad. And in that division, we could actually be pretty good.
Yeah, you ain't that good, though. Even with your horses, Kenny, you ain't that good.
And with good coaching, a new scheme. Right?
All right, tell them. You can't win with second and third string players every week. Maybe 1 week, but not every week.
Agreed.
That's all we've seen for
right.
years.
Agreed. I mean, Kenny, like, you're looking half glass full, which is great. The problem is you have 20 glasses and they're all half full, right? None of them are half empty. And I think you have to be realistic and realize that, like, all these different things you're talking about, not all of them are going to work out the way that we want to. Right?
Well, like, look, there's injuries, but the way we've had – I mean, Chip's first year, if you remember, hardly any injuries. We went through a whole season, and it was.
Oh, I remember. It was the shakes and the smoothies.
Yeah.
Listen, that's a great example too, though, Kenny. That was a 4-12 team that finished under Andy Reid, and they went 10-6 in Chip's first year.
Yeah, I mean, health plays a lot in it. And, you know, there's going to be injuries, but man, oh man. I mean, our D-backs, we're down to pulling guys off the street to play defensive back. Offensive line, 14, was it 14 or 15 in 16 games?
Yeah, we lost count. Yeah, we lost count.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I just want to see one injury, not the whole line. I just want to see what's going to happen. I think we're going to be a little bit better than people think. We're looking at a vacuum right now, people. And if this coaching staff can figure it out, it's not going to be I'm not going to say a 12-win team, but I don't think we're a 4-win team either.
I agree, man.
If they win six games at home, I'll be happy with that.
What about your Villanova Wildcats? I was watching some college basketball this weekend.
Boy,
there,
that
Kenny.
Team, either they're shooting the lights out or their three losses in Big East, man, they were shooting like 20% from the field. You're not going to beat anybody.
I don't care.
I know. Thank you, Kenny. I actually, the biggest reason I said that was because I knew Jack's reaction would be
they got smoked. Look at each other like, yeah.
They got smoked by Butler.
But they're pretty good, though, this year.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, last time I seen them, they were ranked in the top 10.
They were 10. Butler beat them on Butler had got out to a big lead on
Well, it's hard to win in Hinkle Fieldhouse or whatever it is.
It's a tough spot to win.
Is it Hinkle Fieldhouse?
I don't know.
It was never Hinkie Fieldhouse.
Is that the on campus?
No, the Butler.
Butler.
Oh, and Butler, okay. What is Villanova's?
The Pavilion.
Yeah.
It used to be the DuPont Pavilion, but then they took the name.
It's not the Pauley Pavilion.
It is not, though.
That's UCLA.
Yes, that's it. There you go.
Yeah.
Good job. Juan in Coatesville. Juan, what's up? How are you?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey.
What's up, Juan?
I agree with Ike, man. Like, I don't believe, like, Jalen Hurts is not going to practice with these guys off season. He's practicing with these guys, and they're going to go just tank. They're players. They're going to play. They're going to try to win. Are we going to go to the playoffs? Are we going to make the playoffs? Maybe not. But to rebuild, we got a bunch of all-stars or pro bowlers on our team that are, like, you know, champions. You know what I mean? You can't forget that. We've been hurt. All these guys are coming back, and they're going to be healthy.
Yeah, but Juan, they were pro bowlers, and they did win a Super Bowl. You can't expect them. Maybe Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks. Like, I think that they can get back to that type of form. Right, and maybe Fletcher Cox, but like that's the past. That's part of the problem. You're relying on these other players to really kind of elevate them and get back to that. I wouldn't expect that.
So like, and also like, we can't forget like we had the roughest fans. Philadelphia fans are the roughest fans.
Oh.
Like, you think the fans are gonna let that happen, especially now that the fans are gonna be able to go into the stadium?
No, that's right.
The fans are not going to let that happen. Remember, we're the only stadium with a courthouse in our stadium.
Yeah, that was Juan. That was Veterans Stadium, and I have heard that. And I was never in the. It was a jail, not a jail and a courthouse. It wasn't a courthouse. It was just a judge.
Yeah, I knew about it, but I mean, growing up, you just aren't in a rush to go see jail cells and all that type of stuff.
So wasn't something I needed.
Yeah, I
to
wasn't
say.
Necessarily like, yeah, who would take me around there to show me the jail cell?
You know, the crazy thing is, as drunk as I've been in Veterans Stadium, I was never disorderly.
Right.
Right. What gets you in there is being drunk disorderly,
yes.
And I was never in fights or anything.
You'd be a
like
happy
that.
Drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they use that as a recruiting tool when free agents came to town or no? That wasn't a part of the tour?
Yeah, come tear your ACL on the turf and go check out the jail.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell the recruiting tool was back then.
But listen,
you didn't sell facilities.
It had to be money.
Right.
And that was it. Yeah. But to his point, like the Eagles and they're mindful of the reaction of the fan base.
Yes.
But at the same time, you can't make moves and build your team based on the reaction of the fans, right? Like you have to realize that you have to realize like with the Jalen Hurts pick, mm-hmm. you have to realize what the reaction is going to be from the fans, from the media, from your quarterback, and that's not something that they obviously thought about or that they cared because they still did it, right?
Right.
But like, I'm not going to say like, oh, we got to make sure we're trying to win 10 games or 9 games this year because the fans are going to be mad if we don't. Ike, if this team wins 5 or 6 games this year, as much as people will say right now they don't care, people are going to be angry.
Damn right.
And I know that. I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend that because, oh, people know the expectation is in the playoffs. You start a season, people get pissed
when
you lose.
This is the mistake they made last year. I mean, last year
yes.
it was like, you know, they what Howie really wanted to do is rebuild last year, and then he saw the public pressure, and he went and signed Javon Hargrave and traded for Darius Slay. And
Half in, half out.
Well, guess what? He's gonna feel the public pressure again this year. You think there's less pressure on him this offseason than there was last offseason?
There's more pressure on him than ever.
10 times more pressure on him this offseason than it was last offseason.
Well, there's a sign outside of our
– Exactly. So that's why I'm trying to tell you that they only have so many resources or ways that they can improve the team. Financially, I don't think they're going to be able to do it, but I wouldn't put it past Howie to try to work some of his magic. Here's what I'm confident in. I'm not necessarily confident that they're going to hit – on the players that they're going to try to add to this team to make them better. But I am confident that they aren't going into this season saying the wins and losses don't matter. I am confident that they are going to try to put the best team on the field that they possibly can. Whatever their resources will allow them to put out there, that's what they're going to do. And that means whether it's by trades, draft picks, whatever. They're going to do that. They aren't going to say, let's get rid of guys just for the sake of shaving salary cap space and the wins and losses don't matter. It doesn't matter who develops what. We need to get a high draft pick in 2022. That's what the Eagles aren't going to do.
Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Let's go back to the phones, Ike, and we're going to do it with a Cowboy fan.
Uh-oh.
Lamont, the Cowboy fan, joins us. Lamont. How are you?
How you doing, Mark and Ike? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Lamont?
Yo.
Hey, Ike, let me tell you something, Ike. I can't believe you, Ike, on this radio telling the fans the Eagles going to have a good year next year.
I didn't say they were going to have a good year.
I had to call, Ike.
Well, hold on. Hold up, Lamont.
I know.
First of all, get your own yard and check, first of all. Clean your own yard.
We're trying to get it right now, the Cowboys. We're trying to get it right.
Get that right first. You know what I'm saying? And secondly, I didn't say they're going to have a good season next year. I just said I'm not going into the season where I've already predetermined that wins and losses don't matter. Like, I don't care if we lose games. I don't care if we're 4-12, 3, or 4-13, or 3-14. I can't go into a season that way. If the Eagles win 7 or 8 games next year, I'll take that because I believe to win 7 or 8 games in this league, you have to play some good football. And to me, that would say some of these young players at least have shown something, and they're producing. You know why they only won 4 games last year, Lamont? John? And John Fritz in there in the producer booth. You know why?
Because their team was bad.
Well, and how about these young players that didn't do anything? How about all the guys that were supposed to do something didn't do anything this year?
I can ask you one question, Ike.
What would be the third question?
Who picks those players, Ike?
Howie.
Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He going to try to do it again?
Yeah.
Come on, Ike. You know, Ike, this remind me, Ike, when you left Philadelphia. Back in 2005.
I never really left, but go ahead.
Well, when you went to Atlanta.
Yes.
When they traded you off to Atlanta.
Yes.
You see how the season was down in Atlanta, Ike, right? Was it bad or good?
So-so. It was mediocre.
It wasn't like the Eagles when you was with the Eagles.
Nah, it wasn't that good, no.
I know it wasn't, Ike.
But here's the funny thing. We had a better record than the Eagles my first year in Atlanta. How about that?
Because you was back there. Ike.
No, because T.O. was here wrecking shop. I mean, that's okay. Why that team, that Eagle team, should have went back to the Super Bowl the next year. They were good enough to do that.
Hey, listen, Howie Roseman got to go. Ike. And doing the job that he's doing, he's got to get out of there. Yeah. I don't see why Howie's still there.
Well,
I hear you, but guess what? Guess who we hope never leaves? Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones. We hope they stay.
Yep.
We benefit from that.
Jerry Jones, 10 years from now, 88-year-old GM.
Love it.
An owner.
Love it. Can't pay his quarterback. Going to lose Zeke. I mean, you're going to either lose.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
You're going to either lose Dak or you're going to pay him twice as much as you would have.
As you would have.
As you would have paid him if you had just paid him 2 years ago.
Probably to win 7-8 games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Jerry. Yeah, Jerry, go ahead. Keep doing what you're doing, Jerry.
Yep.
You're doing. Like Howie is going to get this fixed. Right? Like, I do believe that. I do believe that. I'm hoping that. I'm not going to try to sell you that Howie is some great personnel guy, and he's gonna find a remedy. What I'm gonna imagine is they've learned from their mistakes.
Yes.
And he's gonna learn to listen to the guys that have been put in place to help him. If we have five potential GMs in the future in the building, then damn it, we should be able to come away with a good draft.
You would think so, right? Well, I mean, yes. Honestly, to your point, and this is where we actually agree. I mean, next year, I don't think you're going to be able to do much just because I don't see talent on the team right now. But he's just got to figure it out. Whether that means he's listening to other people, whether that means he's bringing in other people to evaluate talent, whatever it is, like it he knows what he has to do. Mm-hmm. Now he's just got to do it. Let's go to Joe. Joe's in Westchester. Joe, how are you?
How we doing?
All right.
First off, I'd like to say I hated the Jalen Hurts pick. First off, and I want to get that out of the way, and that I was a former member of the LTBB.
Oh,
that's not good.
So I won't be anymore. Can't be. But I just want to reiterate the fact that Jalen Hurts is I think he could be a future star in the league. He was he was a top recruit out of high school. He was the first true freshman to start for Alabama in 32 years. Threw for over 2,700 yards, 23-9 with over 1,000 yards. Then he lost his starting spot, obviously, to a future another top five pick. He was a great teammate. He led the team to a 13-1. And then he left, went to Oklahoma, obviously, in a very good offense, was a Heisman finalist, threw for 3,800 yards, 32 touchdowns, and ran for 1,300 yards and ran for 20 touchdowns, and comparable to Lamar Jackson's Heisman season at 3,600 and 1,600 rushing yards to 27 touchdowns during 18 runs, running touchdowns. And then he ran a grown man out of his own city. I mean, the kid's a dog, and I'd like to rename the LTDB to the LTDB Let the Dogs Bark for Jalen Hurts.
No.
I just have a question. Why? No, come on. You don't like that?
So what are you trying to say?
I just think Jalen Hurts could be – I think people forget. I mean, I don't see any as many people like try to support him and just to be the starting quarterback or push him to be. Versus a person that's not even here anymore. I don't know. I feel like there should be more support towards Jalen Hurts.
I feel you, Joe. But that's
the basis of my.
I know. You want to take the LTBB support and flip it over to Jalen Hurts.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll get that as we get closer. Training camp, because right now I think Eagles fans aren't even sure if they're not going to draft a quarterback at six.
Yeah, listen, I can't speak for everybody, but the LTBB isn't some sort of hate group. They don't hate Jalen Hurts. It doesn't need to be switched over. It was something that was organic. It wasn't something that was predetermined. It happened organically. It grew organically, and that's where it's going to stay. Any idea of trying to replicate it or put it over to somebody else just waters it down. It cheapens it. And I'm not going to be a part of that. So I like what we did. It was authentic. It was original. Hadn't been done here to the level in which it grew. But he's not here anymore. Doesn't mean that moniker doesn't or acronym doesn't necessarily – it's his. It fits him. It's not Jalen Hurts. Let it go. Stop trying to reincarnate something for Jalen Hurts that isn't organic.
Yeah, let him get his own thing.
Doesn't seem genuine. Yeah. What we did was genuine. It wasn't fake. See, here's what I'm learning because Joe is like, I can't even count anymore how many times that's been brought up. And what it made me think was, you know what? People didn't really hate the LTBB. They hated that they weren't in it or they didn't think of it.
Never does.
They love the idea of it, though, because it's a community. It's a group of support. It's not a group of hate. We're not anti-anybody. We were just there to support a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was support. It wasn't anything else.
No, it was positive.
It wasn't him opposite this guy or that guy. It was a positive thing. And I think people from afar thought that was a cool thing. They just didn't like Carson Wentz. But they thought the idea of the LTBB is a cool thing that they wanted the entire Eagle fan base to be a part of. Sorry. It didn't happen that way.
Nope.
I gave the opportunity for the entire fan base to be a part of it. You chose not to be because who it was attached to. You can't now try to take that and put it on somebody that you like.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that's not going to work. It's not going to work.
So Julio can't start an LTBB for
He can. He can do what he wants to do, but people who listen to this station know where it originated from and where it lays. So I had to make sure I give everybody comfort in knowing that, particularly my chapter members, that this isn't something that we're just going to take somewhere else. It stays with the guy who went to Indy, whether it's active here or not. It went with him.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse. It went with him, and it belongs attached to him.
I agree.
So I don't need to start. We're going to start this up for every quarterback that plays here.
Well, Jack wants to have a Hurts day, so he's already trying to
trying to
start that.
Like, what are we doing?
There's nothing wrong with the Thursday. It's not starting a whole new group. I mean, we had a Wednesday.
I mean, we can't. It was organic.
There's nothing organic about it. Wednesday has nothing to do with the LTBB.
The Eagles even stole it from
us. Yeah, the Eagles Twitter account, which is interesting. Tweet out like random pictures of like
saying it's brutal,
which is what he started to say.
Yeah. They just tweet out random photos of Sirianni and they're like ready to get to work. It's like where does this quote even come from?
Well, I happen to know people down there who's attached to social media.
They do a great job.
Yeah,
they
gave my blessings. They wanted to use LTBB, but they couldn't.
Yeah, that's a little too.
Yeah, that's pretty aggressive. Let's totally steal that. Let's go to Justin. They stole enough from you, Ike. But you are an Eagle, right?
Yes.
So it's like
it's
you,
all
do
in the family.
You do the post game.
Yes.
So it's like, all right.
It's all in the family.
All right. But the LTBB stuff is strictly Marks and Reese show, and that's
your thing. Exactly. That doesn't go anywhere else, you know.
Doesn't get subcontracted to the Eagles Twitter page. Oh, man. I would actually contribute it to a fund if I would have seen them put up an LTBB.
I tried to give him two. You better believe it.
All right, Justin's calling from Tennessee. Justin, what's up, feller? How are you?
What's happening, fellas? How you doing?
Hey.
What's up, Justin?
Hey. By the way, Justin, last phone call, you revealed your age. I got a lot of feedback from that. They thought you were 63, not 43, for whatever reason.
Ooh, boy.
You're younger than us. Yeah.
That's a little off.
You're younger than both Ike and I. We're contemporaries, Justin.
Yeah, that's a little off. You know, it's kind of disheartening. You know, I am bald and gray, but my God.
That's awesome.
We can't all be winners, boys.
Oh, no, you're a winner, Justin.
I think it's your old spirit with the, you know, some of your sayings or what have you. People just, I guess they would think that's more of an older generation type thing.
Yeah, it's not a picture of you. It's just,
just your, you know.
Just the way
supper.
I talk and how I carry on. Well,
supper and vittles. Yeah, we expect that from 80-year-olds,
Oh, by the way, real quick, Mark, before I get into my call, you want me to try to do a saying every time, and I don't know if I'll throw this at you or not, but next time somebody asks how you are, say, honey, I'm finding a frog hair split three ways.
A frog hair split three ways.
Finer than frog hair split three ways, because, you know, you're fine.
I wrote it down, anyway. Justin. Thank you. We need a dictionary for Justin.
Anyway, I agree with that. And unfortunately, I had to agree with the camera earlier today. You cannot truly evaluate Jalen Hurts or whatever young quarterback they put out there this year by taking away Lane Johnson or Brandon Brooks. You know, hopefully Kelce doesn't retire, but if he does, you know, hopefully Samalo can step in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they can move, what's his name, Herbig in at left guard.
Left guard, yeah.
He played pretty well last year. You know, he wasn't a world beater or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I really think if they do any trading in the first round, it's going to be back. I think it's all smoke and mirrors for this quarterback. I really think they like Hurts. And if they trade back, I think it's to 8 or 9. And I really hope they take Patrick Surtain. Because the one thing I want Howie to remember when he drafts, every pick he makes, I want him to remember three letters. SEC. SEC, I mean, how many SEC players have we have drafted one in the last 10 years out of the SEC that was a wide receiver, a tight end, or running back? And it was Jordan Matthews out of flipping Vanderbilt.
Oh, man, the wrong school.
Georgia, Alabama, Florida, both schools, not the crap Vandy team. You know, yeah, they're good in baseball. They're a great baseball team, but they ain't no football team. But
they are.
What can I say? Tennessee ain't much right now either. But anyway, that's my point, boys.
All right,
get
Justin.
Off and listen. Vikings,
all right, Justin.
Appreciate it.
It's a little Tennessee-Vandy rivalry there.
Yeah. There you go. The new defensive line coach for the Eagles. His son is a big time pitching prospect for Vandy.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah, he's probably going number one overall.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Eagles D line coach?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. He's insane. Yeah. If Tracy Rocker was a real Philly guy, he would make his son say he's not signing with anywhere.
Yes.
A real Philly guy. Okay. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got high end stuff. Like
the Phillies won't get him.
No.
Oh, no.
That's why he's gonna pitch for somebody else.
Yes. Like Jack said, he could be number one. He's definitely a top three pick.
So the draft will be off of last year's record, right?
Yes.
The draft that he's in this summer will be off of last year's record.
Yeah.
So where will the Phillies be?
The 13th pick.
Oh, 13th pick.
Yeah, which isn't great, but.
They don't do a lot of moving up in the MLB drafts.
They're not allowed,
which is.
That goes to show you how much I pay attention to the draft.
Yeah, you can't trade picks.
Really?
No. You can trade like international slot bonus money and stuff like that, but you can't trade picks.
Nope.
How fun is that draft?
It's not fun.
Well, for some people, it's fun.
Could you imagine, did I get the trade deadline? Trade Hoskins for a first rounder.
Right. You can't do that, huh?
No. Huh. I know. It's a shame.
I guess that's why I never heard of players being traded for picks.
Yeah, because they don't.
Yeah.
Guide a door and window. Buy any window or door and get the second at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guide a Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Real fast.
Kelly, I never knew that.
Yeah. Because you don't think about it. Then you're like, you know what? I've never heard of a trade for a draft.
Yeah.
Because they don't do it. You see Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is coming out with a chocolate-free butter cup? All peanut butter. Ultimate peanut butter covers cup is what it's called.
Yeah, you know I try to support Reese's as best I can, man.
But see, here's what I'm saying.
I need a little chocolate in there, though.
Isn't that just a spoonful of peanut butter? What do I need that for?
Well, unless it's peanut butter and chocolate.
No, it's chocolate free.
Yeah,
it's all peanut butter. It's just in the shape of a cup.
A Reese's cup that's peanut butter. Yeah.
All peanut butter. And I do like that peanut butter. I'm not saying that I don't like that peanut butter.
But it's great with chocolate.
But you need both of them. You can't, like, if you're just having chocolate, it's a candy bar. If you're just having peanut butter, it's peanut butter. What's the point?
I agree. It's what makes Reese's Reese's.
That's what makes it so good.
Is Tasty Cake just going to have, like, with the candy cake on the outside, but it's just going to be the bread and the peanut butter? That wouldn't work?
No.
No, probably not.
I don't think that would work.
No, the combination is what makes it.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems weird.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Right.
Well, it's a great combination.
It's such a good combination. It's delicious. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Charlie in Douglasville. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yo.
John, I just would like to make a couple points about your position on the Eagles. First off, in the NFL, it's not unusual for a bad team to turn around within a year's time. That happens all the time. So, secondly, I think the Eagles have a lot better players than you're giving them credit for. The last 2 years, they've been decimated by injuries. Now, will they have injuries in the future? I can't predict that, of course. Right. I think how well they do this year basically comes down to how well Hurts does. I think they got enough good players that if Hurts does well, the team will do well.
Mm. Well, you know what? I don't like. I'm not going to disagree with you there. If Hurts all of a sudden comes out and it's like, wow, this guy's really good, Eagles will be good. They'll be good. I don't think I see that happening this year. If we're talking fantasy sports, I would be very interested in having Jalen Hurts because he's going to run. Right, he's going to run for a lot of yards. He's going to put up some numbers. I mean, it's an offensive league, but I think what you saw at the end of the four games with Jalen Hurts was kind of what I was expecting when they drafted him, which was a guy that like he was ready to play with all the intangibles and the running aspect of it, but he wasn't a finished product throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what he does this year. I mean, I don't expect him to break through, and you're going to be saying like, man, he's really good. Or whatever. I think you're going to see some progress this year. But I think with Jalen Hurts, what my prediction would be is that you're still kind of wondering at the end of this year. Like he showed progress. We like him. We think he can be good. We just don't know how good he can be. And that'd be the worst thing. is to be even more unsure with Jalen Hurts entering year three.
I mean, listen, I agree, and that's why the Eagles have to do everything they can to make sure they get a clear and definitive answer on what Jalen Hurts is this year. And I listen, until the draft happens, I won't be able to say for sure. I'm just saying I think the Eagles, because he's cheaper right now, they already have him in the building, they have a head start on him working out with players. Ideally, the Eagles want Jalen Hurts to be the guy. So they aren't necessarily looking for another quarterback. I don't believe so.
Agreed.
Now, if they evaluate these guys, as they should, do their homework to make sure, and they get wowed by one of these guys, and they say, you know what, you know, Zach Wilson or Justin Fields is light years better than what Jalen Hurts is or can be from a ceiling standpoint.
Right.
Then you make that move. If the difference isn't as great as one would expect, then you stick with what you have and you build the team around him. Or you shouldn't have taken him last year. Like, that pick created an issue in your locker room. It created an issue with your starting quarterback. And you mean to tell me you're uncertain about him? Then you shouldn't be in the position that you're in.
Yeah.
Because you're making major decisions that have long-lasting, impactful ramifications on this organization. That's what you've been in charge of doing over the last 3 years. And if you're not sure about Jalen Hurts, then you shouldn't
Why'd
be
you
here.
Why'd you draft him anyway?
And he shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Like, he shouldn't be here. Like, we're like, what are we doing?
Well, they've really painted themselves into a corner to where if he doesn't turn out to be the player that they thought he was or why they drafted him, now it's like, well, you blew this whole thing up for him, and now
right.
he can't play. If you draft somebody at six, you're saying, well, so you drafted him last year in the second round. Now you're taking a quarterback in the first
pick.
Round. Like,
yes.
What are you doing? And now Carson Wentz is gone.
Yeah.
And you wait until it'll be really interesting to see how when Hurts is playing well. You know, we're not just going to be focused on Hurts. What else are we going to be focused on? How well Carson Wentz is playing.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
I will be.
Yeah, I don't expect. We'll be focusing on the obvious. One guy is better than the other guy,
sure.
in my opinion. Yeah.
Sure, but the more winning and the better that Wentz looks, the angrier that he goes, especially
sure.
if Hurts is struggling.
Sure, yeah. Now, listen, you're right. We won't be able to avoid that. But I feel like I'm in a good position. I can root for both of them to succeed.
Right.
I want Wentz to succeed out there in Indy, and Hurts is the quarterback of our team here. So I need him to succeed here.
All right, coming up, we'll get back to your phone calls at 215-592-9494. Somebody has a jail vet story. There's a story about that. We spoke about the jail that was in the basement of Veterans Stadium. Someone has a story about that. Perhaps they were in the jail.
Some of those guys are still around.
That's coming up next. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago.
Well, yeah, it was.
I guess it was.
Was it 03?
Yeah.
02? What was the last year? 02, right?
02, yep.
20 years?
Yeah, it's getting to be 20 years. We're getting old, Ike.
Man.
Also, on this date back in the year 1962, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points.
Maybe.
I'm
waiting on you to say allegedly.
Apparently.
He wrote up, Wilt may or may not have scored 100 points.
Oh, he wanted you to say that.
Right. We'll get into it all coming up next on the anniversary. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.